Title: Reverb Send Rides on Fills for Jungle Rollers Intermediate. All right, let's level up your jungle roller fills with one of those simple but deadly techniques, Reverb Send Rides. Because here's the problem. Reverb sounds amazing on fast breaks for about 2 seconds. Then you realize it's smeared your transients. The snare has lost its snap, and the whole roller stops feeling like it's charging forward. Jungle at 174 BPM does not forgive lazy reverb. So the move today is, keep the groove mostly dry and punchy, and only spotlight the fill hits by automating how much they get sent to a dedicated reverb return. We're not automating the drum volume. We're automating the reverb send amount for moments of hype, then snapping back to zero so the next downbeat hits clean. By the end of this, you'll have a repeatable workflow, a purpose-built return called fillverb, a tight reverb chain that doesn't turn into soup, and a few automation shapes you can reuse in any roller. First, quick context setup. Set your tempo somewhere in the classic range, 170 to 176 BPM. Grab an Amen-style break or any tight chopped break, and if you like to layer a kick and snare, that's fine too. Then in arrangement view, mark a fill spot. The most common drum and bass phrasing is every 8 or 16 bars. The last half bar becomes the fill. For example, bar 16 beat 3 up to bar 17 beat 1. That little half bar is where we'll let the reverb bloom. Now let's build the reverb return. This is important. We want one dedicated return that's designed for fast drums, not a giant ambient wash. A controlled effect instrument. Create return track A and drop hybrid reverb on it. Set it to algorithm mode, because that's usually cleaner and punchier than long impulse responses for fast breakbeats. Choose a plate or a room algorithm. Dial in a decay around 0.8 to 1.4 seconds. If you go longer, it can sound epic solo, but in a roller it starts stepping on the next hit instantly. Then set pre-delay around 18 to 35 milliseconds. Pre-delay is your secret weapon here. It lets the initial transient punch through dry, and the reverb arrives just after, like a shadow. Keep the size modest, around 20 to 40%, and to make sure dry slash wet is 100% wet, because it's a return. Now do some tone control. High cut somewhere around 7 to 10 kHz to tame fizz, and low cut around 180 to 350 hz to keep the low end from fogging up your kick and bass. After hybrid reverb, at EQ 8, this is not optional if you want it to stay mix ready. Put a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, around 250 hz as a starting point. If the snare starts getting painful, dip a bit around 2 to 4 kHz. And if the very top end is doing that spraken thing, gently shelf down above 10 kHz. Then for the real jungle tightness move, at a gate after EQ 8, set the gate threshold somewhere around minus 25 to minus 15 dB to start. Attack fast, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Hold around 30 to 70 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. The goal is, the verb speaks, but it doesn't linger forever between hits. And here's the magic part. Turn on sidechain in the gate, and set the audio input to your snare track, or your break track, or a snare bus. Now the gate is reacting to the drum energy and closing more intelligently. It's like the reverb is being forced to behave rhythmically. So your return chain is, hybrid reverb for depth, EQ for cleanup, gate for speed. Next, let's talk sends, and a big beginner trap. Pre versus post. On your break track, find send A. Start with it all the way down, off. For most jungle rollers, keep the send as post fader, which is the default. That means if you turn the drum track down, the amount hitting the reverb follows. It's predictable and musical. Pre fader is more of a special effect. We'll use it later for a ghost trick, but don't start there. Now, target selection. This is where a lot of people mess it up. You do not want to send the whole break constantly. Send rides work because they're selective. You're choosing specific hits, snare accents, rim or clang hits, tom stabs, maybe the last one or two snares before a phrase change. If your break is one audio clip and it's hard to isolate hits, you have options. You can slice to a new MIDI track by transients, or you can duplicate the break track. One stays your main dry break, the other is only active during fills and is the one you automate heavily. That duplicate for fills workflow is clean, especially in arrangement view. Now we draw the send automation. This is the main event. Hit it to show automation lanes. On the break track, choose sends, then send A. Zoom into your fill region, like that last half bar. Here's a classic automation shape that works in a roller. Keep send A at minus infinity for the main groove. Totally off. At the start of the fill, ramp up quickly to somewhere around minus 18 to minus 10 dB. Then on the biggest snare hit in the fill, spike it harder, around minus 8 to minus 4 dB. Then right before the groove returns, pull it straight back to minus infinity, so the downbeat lands dry and heavy. Two big performance tips here. 1. Use fast ramps, not slow curves. You want it to feel intentional and rhythmic, not like a gradual wash. 2. For precision, sometimes the best sound is when the send starts a few milliseconds after the transient, not exactly on it. So try placing your first breakpoint slightly to the right of the snare hit. That way the dry attack stays sharp, and the reverb blooms immediately after, which reads bigger and cleaner. And some level guidance, because numbers help. If you want subtle, peak around minus 14 dB. For a noticeable lift, aim for minus 10 to minus 6. For a big splash, minus 5 to minus 3, but be careful, because you can overload your return chain fast. Quick coach note. Think in send headroom, not just send amount. If your break track is already really hot, a send peaking at minus 6 might slam the return, and then the gate and compressor behavior becomes inconsistent. If things feel unpredictable, pull the break track down by 3 to 6 dB, or put a utility on the drum bus. Then your send rides behave like a proper instrument. Now let's make the fill feel like a moment, not just more reverb. Alongside the send, automate one more parameter. Pick 1. Option A. Automate reverb decay. During the groove, keep decay around 0.8 to 1.0 seconds. During the fill, push it to like 1.2 to 1.6, then snap back right after. That's a breath of space without living there. Option B. Automate pre-delay. Groove at 20 ms, fill at 30 to 40 ms. This keeps the transient clean but makes the space feel larger. Option C. Automate the gate release. Groove at 80 to 110 ms, fill at 120 to 180 ms. This is a really clean way to let the tail extend only when you want it. Now, mixing safety on the return. If your send spikes are aggressive, add a compressor on the return to tame peaks. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 ms. Release 80 to 150 ms. You're aiming for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the biggest moments, not heavy pumping. Then add utility if you want the verb to feel bigger without just making it louder. Push width to around 120 to 160%. And keep the lows mono, or just rely on your high-pass filtering so the low end stays tight. Another coach rule that will save you later. Don't use the send lane as your mix balance. Keep send automation as the performance, and keep the return fader as your global wet level. That way if later you decide the fill verb is a bit too loud overall, you just pull down the return fader. You don't redraw all your rides. Here's a good target. During fills, let the return peak about 6 to 10 dB quieter than the dry snare. Big, but not taking over. Now some jungle arrangement ideas. Every 16 bars, do a send ride just on the last two snares before the phrase flips. Or do call and response. Keep one fill dry and only wet the answer fill. Or do the drop reset. Right at the drop, kill the send to zero so the drop hits dry and violent. That dryness makes the impact feel heavier. And for instant tension, do one single snare flam. Send it hard into the reverb right before the downbeat. Then cut it. It's like the room opens up and then slams shut. Common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. Don't send the entire drum bus constantly. That kills punch and forward motion. Don't use super long decays like 2 to 4 seconds unless you're doing a very intentional breakdown moment. Don't skip the high-pass filter on the reverb. And don't automate the drum volume thinking it's the same as automating the send. Send rides preserve the dry punch while adding space around it. Now let's get spicy with a couple advanced variations you can try once the basic workflow's working. First, the two-stage send ride. Instead of one constant lift, do a small push on the first few fill hits, then one final throw on the last snare, a big send spike. That keeps motion. It feels like the fill is accelerating into the next section. Second, the pre-fader ghost reverb trick. Switch send to pre-fader, automate the track volume down during the final hit while pushing the send up. The dry drum disappears, but the reverb tail remains, like the sound gets pulled into a tunnel right before the downbeat. Then when you hit bar 1, everything is suddenly dry again. Super effective if you don't overdo it. Third, filter open instead of more send. Put an auto filter after the reverb on the return, like a high pass or band pass, and automate the cutoff to open only on fills. Sometimes that's cleaner than increasing decay, because you're changing the tone and space perception without adding length. And if you're doing darker, heavier DNB, distort the return, not the dry drums. Put a saturator after EQ on the return. Drive just 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. You'll get a grimy, pretent reverb that still keeps drum transients intact. All right, mini practice exercise. 10 minutes. Loop 8 bars of a break. Create a half bar fill at the end of bar 8. Build returner with hybrid reverb set to plate, about 1.1 seconds decay, 25 ms pre-delay, 100% wet. EQ8 with a high pass around 250 Hz. Gate with release around 120 ms. Now automate send A, off for bars 1 through 7. Ramp up during the fill, peak around minus 60 b on the biggest hit, and snap back to off exactly on bar 9. Bounce it quickly and listen. The key question: does bar 9 downbeat hit dry and solid? If it blurs, shorten decay or tighten the gate release, or nudge the send start a hair later so the transient stays clean. Homework challenge: if you want to really lock this in, build a 32 bar roller, one fill verb return only, and make fills at the end of bars 8, 16, and 32. No repeating the same behavior. Fill 1 is classic send ride with a small lift and one throw. Fill 2 is the pre-fader ghost moment. Fill 3 is the filter open approach where you don't rely on send level as much. Then check in mono, does the groove stay centered and clear? And to bars 9, 17, and 33 and dry and heavy? Recap to burn it in. Dedicated fill verb return, 100% wet. Shape it with a cue and a side-chained gate so it stays fast. Automate send rides only on fills with quick ramps and purposeful spikes. Optionally automate one extra parameter like decay, pre-delay, or gate release to make the fill feel like an event, and always protect that dry downbeat. If you tell me what break you're using, your tempo, and whether you've got a separate snare layer, I can suggest a tighter starting threshold for the gate and a send peak range that'll lock perfectly to your material.